All people are striving and seeking success. Their idea of success may differ, but they have all agreed upon the desirability of attainment. Attainment. That is the word which embodies the essence of that which we call success. It is the getting there idea, the idea of attainment, of reaching the goal for which we set out. That is the story. Attainment. Many men and women have endeavoured to point out the way to success, and while some have rendered valuable service to those who were following them on the path of attainment, yet none have been able to tell the whole story of success. And this is not to be wondered about, for the reason that on the road to success, each and every individual must be, in a measure, a law unto himself or herself. No two temperaments are exactly alike. Nature delights in variety. No two sets of circumstances are precisely the same. Infinite variety manifests here also. And so, it would be folly to attempt to lay down rules of universal application, which would surely lead all to the great goal of success. One has but to look around him on all sides and see the different needs of the different individuals composing the crowd, in order to recognize the futility of any attempt to lay down lines of universal instruction on this subject. Each and every man who has succeeded has done so in a different way, generally along some original lines of action. In fact, the faculty, or characteristic known as individuality, seems to have played an important part in the success of a majority of persons who have attained it, and individuality renders those possessing it, to a marked degree, to be likely to depart from any set of rules or laid out courses of action. And so, it may be stated, as a general principle, that each must work out his own success along the lines of his own individuality, rather than by following any set rule or line of conduct. In view of what we have just said, it may seem strange that, feeling as we do, we have ventured to write a little book entitled The Secret of Success, particularly as we have started the said book by declaring the impossibility of laying down any set rules on the subject. This may seem like a paradox, but a little examination will show you that it is not so. It is true that we believe that each and every person must work out his own success along the lines of his own individuality instead of along some cut-and-dried plan. And right here is where the secret of success comes in. Along the lines of his own individuality, we have just said. Then it must follow that one must possess individuality before he may work along its lines. And in the measure that he possesses individuality, so will he possess the first prerequisite for success. And that is what we mean by the secret of success, individuality. Every person possesses dormant and latent individuality, but only a few allow it to express itself. The majority of us are like human sheep trotting along complacently after some self-assertive bellwether, whose tinkling bell serves to guide our footsteps. We have absorbed the notion, somehow, that these bellwethers possess the sum and substance of human knowledge and power, and ability to think, and instead of unfolding our own dormant powers and latent possibilities, we allow them to remain in obscurity, and we trot along, joggity-joggity-jog, after our pet bellwether. People are very much like sheep in this way. They are obedient and imitative animals, and rather than assume the responsibility of directing their own footsteps, they wait until someone takes the lead, and then away they stampede after him. Is it any wonder that the leaders claim the choicest pickings for themselves and allow the flock to get only the scrubby grass? Not a bit of it. They have earned the choice bits by reason of lack of individuality and initiative on the part of those following them. In fact, they were chosen as leaders because of this self-assertive and self-directive quality. If they had stood back in a modest, mild manner, they would have been pushed aside by the flock that would disclaim them as leaders in favour of others who knew how to push to the front.